Thanks for tuning in to your local radio station, and keep listening for the next 5 minutes, and we're going to bring you some good stuff. Mike and Kim Burge here along with you, and reminding you, the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit Cherry County, Nebraska. 300-plus motel rooms, numerous Airbnbs, and hundreds of camping spots, so bring your camper. It's Quiet Trails International along the scenic Niobrara River, International Dark Skies designation at Merritt Reservoir, and home of the Nebraska Star Party. Check it all out online at visitvalentine.com.
Knowledge is infinite. Knowledge is a tale that never ceases. Each issue of the Tri-State Livestock News is a landmark, every edition a revelation. Agriculture may be their focus, but knowledge is the heart that sustains the Tri-State Livestock News legacy, a steadfast convention from their first publication to their latest issue. Continuous knowledge. Discover more online at tsln.com or receive your Tri-State Livestock News in the mail.
There are rodeos, and then there are rodeos. The world-famous Mile City Bucking Horse Sale is in a category all by itself. In fact, many rodeos have their roots right there in Mile City, as the Bucking Horse Sale annually debuts some of the finest bucking stock seen on the continent. They have Mother's Day races coming up starting at 1 o'clock this Sunday, and May 17th, 18th, and 19th. Well, that's when they have the trade show, and they have all of the different activities going on with the Bucking Horse Sale. And this is your official invitation for the world-famous Mile City Bucking Horse Sale.
I have just a couple of things for Mother's Day, as being as it is coming up Sunday. We have to have a little bit of the program dedicated to mothers, because mothers are amazing. This is Why God's Made Moms, answers given by second grade school children. We've been having a lot of fun with these. Why did your mom marry your dad? One student said, my dad makes the best spaghetti in the world, and my mom eats a lot. Oh dear. And another student, she got too old to do anything else with him. And my grandma says that mom didn't have her thinking cap on. Oh, let's look at another question. What did mom need to know about dad before she married him? And again, these are second graders answering these. One astute answer, his last name. Another reply, she had to know his background. Like, is he a crook? Does he get drunk on beer? Or does he make at least $800 a year? Did he say no to drugs and yes to chores? That's a good batch. What kind of a little girl was your mom? My mom has always been my mom and none of that other stuff. Another student replied, I don't know because I wasn't there, but my guess would be pretty bossy. They say she used to be nice. Oh, let's wrap it up with two more. Why did God give you your mother and not some other mom? The first child replied, we're related. And the second reply that was captured, God knew she liked me a lot more than other people's moms like me.
Well, I've certainly enjoyed those, Kim, from the second graders. What else do you have for the good stuff?
This piece is titled, As a Man Thinketh. A well-known motivational speaker once said, no one knows enough to be a pessimist. He also quoted statistics showing that a very high percentage of the things we worry about are either A, things that never happen, or B, things over which we have no control anyway. His point? Not only do we not have enough information to justify our worries, we also are virtually unable to alter the outcome of most situations. Our worst fears are generally of the unknown. Not enough information, in other words. Our imagination runs wild, conjuring up worst-case scenarios. We become fearful, anxious, and even overwhelmed. Yet the source of our fear is non-existent, except in our minds. Think you can, think you can't. Either way, you're right. As a man thinketh, so is he. And argue for your limitations, and sure enough, they're yours. In other words, by your thoughts alone, you control the outcome. Although there exists many risks to our peace of mind during this uncertain time, I still have the ability to pursue our very best hopes and dreams. We may find that their achievement requires more effort than usual. Doubt may creep in. Nevertheless, as you have heard many times, it's all in your head.
Goes right along with this one. I'm going to close out today's program. Don't sweat the small stuff. And remember, most stuff is small.
That's right.
And that's the good stuff.